that's your Kilborn place.
You're well known, Gladys. Yes. Former Haven Sea. Chance, right?
Yes. Right. Years ago when it first started.
Should we out again?
No.
So she's come here to laugh at us.
Juan Carlos Ruiz, Mount Pleasant East.
Faye Armstrong, Senator of Rudolph and Vermont, and historic Mount Pleasant.
question about the level of service.
May I ask, since he's on the clock, that we hold questions until our discussion until afterwards. Next step, please. So we broke our strategy into four groups. As I just mentioned, pedestrian bicycle facilities, landscaping, which fell under beautification in this grant, lighting and amenities, and enhancing the function of public space. Next slide, please.
So hold on. Can you repeat that last four?
Sure. Enhancing the function of public space. So in order to primarily focus on Lamont Park, but trying to make it more usable for the neighborhood residents, primarily with benches and light. This is a map of the specific strategies which we were which we proposed. At the top, number one is lighting that goes across the street. Mount Pleasant Business Association really wanted a banner, and we thought that this was something that spoke to the cultural essence of the neighborhood and also was a subtle gateway into the community that tells people that we're here now that Park Road and Lamont Street have become major corridors. We also proposed a crosswalk at the north end of Lamont Park. You see a lot of jaywalking there, with people crossing, and we thought that this would help improve safety and also signs to slow traffic. Trees on the east side of Mount Pleasant Avenue, on that block where there are currently no trees. Benches around the tree gates and around the trees in the park. And benches on Mount Pleasant Avenue. Next slide, please. So for bicycle and pedestrian facilities, we proposed share the road arrows. We wanted a bike lane, but we worked with DDOT's bicycle coordinator, and they told us that there isn't enough room in the street width for a bike lane, and that a lot of cities now are using these share roads, which are essentially share the road signs that are painted on the road, and they agreed to run them all the way to Beach Drive, which is a popular bicycle destination along Park Road, where there is a portion of a bike lane that doesn't come all the way to Mount Pleasant, and the crosswalk at the north end of Lamont Park. Next slide. Landscaping and streetscape. We're proposing new trees on the east side of Mount Pleasant Street, landscaping the large island north of Lamont Park, the sort of concrete island where there's one small tree.
The bus stop.
Adjacent to the bus stop. And improving the tree boxes in Lamont Park by removing the grates and adding benches around them and adding benches on the east and west side of Mount Pleasant Street. Next slide, please. We're proposing cross-street lighting as a gateway at the north and south end of Mount Pleasant, and lighting the trees in the park and painting the streetlights black, which has been hit in Federal Triangle and with a lot of success and gave the neighborhood a new look.
But were those lights also cobras?
Those lights are cobras. This is a sort of artist rendering of the cross-street lighting to give everybody an idea of what it potentially might look like. This is something that we saw in Miami, and we thought would be a really wonderful thing to bring to this neighborhood. Next slide, please. Implementation, this is just explaining that the FHA has given funds to DDOT, and that our intention is to work with DDOT and the neighborhood groups to reach consensus as best we can. And DDOT will implement and procure the project. Mount Pleasant Main Street is not receiving any money from DDOT. This is really, well, that's right. But we are responsible for maintenance.
It's a grant from DDOT's definition of it. No, but you said Mount Pleasant Main Street is responsible for maintenance? Yeah.
How can they do that without the funds?
Is this a question I
asked at the time? No, I'm sorry. No. It's pretty obvious.
Please.
Yes.
Would anybody else like a copy of this? I will.
Congratulations. That's a nice thing. I think we usually keep a cool way over there. Now, the way we usually do things is that we go around the room on a clockwise basis.
for discussion or comments, but it doesn't have to be on this. It can be on anything. And also, you can even ask questions.
As the prior design chairman for Main Street, we did the initial. What and when will DDOT come through with the amenities they promised us? When are they going to give us the streetlights? I mean, we've been demanding these things. I stood here years ago. You know, they said yes, but. Cheryl was here and others were here. You know, so you know. There are a number of things here that really depend on that. The real effectiveness of what you're proposing depends upon the counterpart. Well, not really the counterpart. This is the counterpart. The basic infrastructure investment by DDOT, where is it? You know, I mean, so this is, it's really hard to say how to support things like this. Some of these things are in conflict with, for example, as I pointed out some months ago, you know, the round benches. No, I mean, the idea of the park redesign was not to have physical benches there, but to have snaking partial walls around larger tree planting areas that could also serve more comfortably as benches than, of course, what we have there now. I call them tourniquets. The circular fences around the tree should have come out years ago. They were there for the trees when they were little, but really they are a hazard to the trees now. They need to come out. And the circular brick surrounds need to come out also. I think those were put against existing trees. So it's very, very unhealthy. But when is DDOT going to come through with the new park design? So it's very difficult to discuss these things without knowing when DDOT's going to come in, because they promised me, because when they put the park back together last summer, I was on the horn to Jim Graham's office and also to DDOT and to DPR, and I was screaming at everybody, and I said, look, why are you putting back together this defective quote-unquote park, which is really a plaza, you know, bricked over our park, your trees are dying. Where's our new design? Don't brick over the trees again. Give us the new design. Oh, Faye, well, yeah, this is just a temporary thing. Well, how temporary? I mean, where are these people? You know, so, you know, we want to fix the park. We want to have it be greener. We want to have it be more healthy. The street trees are not good street trees. Sycamores are not good. London plane trees, which is the other name. They're not good street trees for this environment. But, you know, when can we get things that are better? And the string lighting also seems like a kind of a way of getting more light on the street when we haven't gotten what we really want, which are the Washington Doubles standards or whatever they're called. When are those going to come? I mean, I think it looks a little bit more carnival-esque and not really consistent with the neighborhood to put those string lights. And I know the, you know, business association wanted to have a Chinatown kind of thing up here, which I discussed with some of them, and obviously I wasn't too impressed with their idea. But I mean, we need more light on the street, yes. But I don't think we need temporary things that look like they're going to fall apart in 6 months, like my Christmas lights. We need the real thing. So how can we engage DDOT in a discussion of when we're going to get these things so we can figure out how to use the 240, whatever it is, that we have at our disposal through them, through their management, in a more effective way that's really sustainable. And I'll shut up.
Pretty good timing.
Was that good timing? I don't know.
3.5 minutes.
Okay.
That's close enough.
Obviously, I have no views on the subject.
It's just a target.
And they should be invited to come and talk to us after our Christmas party.
Or during.
Well, or during, but we can't talk as we can't take a vote during the Christmas party. You're obviously, I hope we've really got invitations to the Sunday on Friday regular.
I did not.
You're not on the master address list that DDOT maintains. I can't speak. That's what
he was on. I was expunged.
You're expunged.
Well, that's
space point. Does Ari
waiver and if you're not close to Main Street, have a response to that?
Well,
I mean, it's a...
We're just going around.
This is not about this. It's just an information piece, and the format is that we have an informal discussion rather than a focused discussion. And that's, so
okay.
Next is Juan Carlos.
So, first of all, thank you.
No, I don't think he has answers.
Answer questions if you would like. Right?
Well, yeah. When we get to you, you can use your time as you wish.
Okay. Juan Carlos.
Thank you so much for coming. Appreciate that and sharing with us what the situation is. And I want to thank you, Main Street, for taking the initiative to bring some money to the neighborhood. I think that's a great asset. You know, we tell you, we can bring money and hopefully come in jobs and services to our community. I think those are good things, and I appreciate that for doing it. I'm disappointed that, and disgusted, to say the least, about the fact that they expect us to do some work and we need to volunteer while those people outside other places are getting paid for that. And we need to maintain it, the Main Street need to maintain it. And we are volunteers and we have jobs and all that good stuff. So I think that is something that we as a community should ask to be reversed, and Main Street, for whatever the process is that we can go through, should get some fees for managing the project and writing the grant and putting all this time into making sure the money is coming to this community. the other piece around this is there are a number of elements there. Let me touch one of them, the crosswalk in the middle of the street. That is not doable. The city will not do something like that. I investigated, because that's one of the things the Latino Association wanted to do, and because liability and things like that will not happen. So obviously what that means to me is that this plan, I'm talking to Adam, there is an opportunity to make it stronger and better, where it can be a little bit more inclusive, right? So I think for after this, the sharing what the project is, what I would like to hear is what will be the process to strengthen this project, all right? Because there are pieces that we can make it a little bit better. Some of the things that you guys are talking here right now, the Latino Association has done a survey of the community and has already put a request for a lot of lights, signs and posts to be removed and changed, and the streets, painting in the streets, crosswalks are going to start happening. All this start happening this week. So if we can communicate a little bit better, I think we can maximize the use of those funds into the community, and perhaps taking some feedback about how we can make it strong. But I really appreciate you guys to take this initiative, and I hope that that our laundry, whatever laundry we have, is clean here in the community before we keep putting this laundry outside. There are disagreements that we have. I am tired to hear that whenever Mount Pleasant gets something, there is so much stuff in there that people do not want to give us anything anymore. So if we can, any disagreements, and this is a message to all of us, including us, myself and the Latino Association, is we can clean it up here first, and then we can come out outside and then start arguing about other things. But again, thank you for taking this initiative.
We're going around. Gladys Mitchell.
I pass right now.
Okay.
Thank you.
Pass. And so after, let's go with Claudia, and then we will loop back to the three women behind you.
I just want to say congratulations for getting the stimulus.
Yeah.
Amazing. I'm listening. I haven't been involved in a lot of the transportation issues, but, you know, we got some money. I think we need to keep it. I think we need to know how to use it and in whatever we can, and not put obstacles in the way. It may be that we don't get everything we want, that, you know, I understand base frustration, but if there's a way to use this money to improve the streetscape and make it a more usable, pedestrian, bicycle-friendly environment, then let's spend all that money.
We'll spend it, Connie.
What?
We'll spend it, Connie.
Yeah!
Good bureaucrats have been there.
And do we have the Scott, chair of Mount Pleasant Vacancy?
Oh, you're so humble, Commissioner Edwards.
Well,
I do have to apologize to everyone because I'm not feeling my bubbly self today. However, I congratulate you also. I'm so happy to hear some money coming to the area, and I would like to see it be used for positive purposes. I know there's been a lot of things in my time that I've been involved with this commission that the different area organizations have asked for, and I too have not seen a lot of it come through. I still feel that we're not still inclusive of everybody. Things do take place here, but then I guess that's just the way things go. I just ask that you be, while you're making these plans and things, that you be mindful of the people in the wheelchairs and people who need a little more accessibility on the sidewalks and what have you.
You should sign up. We want to have the parking space here for people with disabilities back next week.
Again, I think it's, I know that filing this kind of applications takes a tremendous amount of work, and congratulations, you guys, and get some really great work. To follow up on Commissioner Scott's question, or observation, I have a question about, and I love street trees, but is there enough room in that block to add trees? I mean, and is there some way that we could explore maybe doing, I mean, green is great. I love green. Something vertical, maybe talk to, we don't have any room to a lot of room on our sidewalk. Is there any way that we can green screen and go up or do something that will get us some green elements without impeding accessibility or impeding pedestrian traffic? What does that mean? Like, I'm trying to think of, you see it a lot of times now, it's the way, if you go to the National Airport, you know, it's the way you hide parking decks, and you can do kind of vertical elements.
Hanging garden
kind of concepts.
I mean, it's just trying to look at
how to bring green without necessarily impeding what are already really great sidewalks.
But by way of explanation, that the DDOT study, where they said we should have the trees where you're proposing them here, it was on the condition of having bulb outs, I think is their term of art, which is a funny term, to accommodate the trees, because as Lori says, we do have, but those sidewalks are too narrow, as they are, to accommodate trees within them. So again, there's a supposed synergy here with DDOT investments that they have expressed interest, I understand, in making, but have not been made. So we can't.
There are alternatives to widening the sidewalks. Because a lot of people feel that widening the sidewalks would invite more traffic and more sidewalk attractions. But I'm getting very good time to see what we've got.
Can I ask one more thing? And in looking at, I know maybe some consideration has been given to replacing the tree boxes with the grates. And just to be careful on the design of the grates, because when the grates get too wide, the tree boxes just become nothing but big ashtrays. Mm-hmm. And but now, like I've noticed around the city, some in newer areas where there are newer grates, the grates have been designed to address that problem.
It's good to hear.
Yeah, my name is Rosa Rivas. I'm part of the Latino Association, and I want to say congratulations. This is very helpful for the party, more space, and more space for the neighbors in the business too. being more beautiful is not this flower that the hanging flower, you know, this is a more beautiful and more pleasant. I wanted to say for that reason, for this, if you approve the I don't know, the his message, I don't know from Nancy, I don't know what's the love about that, but this is great for my pleasure.
Dave Bossman from Irving Street, and I think we should always use these small windfalls that appear and are grabbed, and this is you know, stimulus money, but and the half dozen projects here, you know, have merit, but you know, the question is, as Faye mentioned, how do these relate to the larger scope projects? Do they still exist in anyone's mind? Indeed not. With the present financial conditions, perhaps not, but I'm sure they would never tell us. And are these an impediment? Well, we should look at them and see and go forward with the ones that, you know, wouldn't forestall other ideas. Some ideas, you know, you put them in place and that kind of erases another idea. So we should look at that. And I don't have that in mind right now, but that's something that we should be careful about. DDOT will never tell you that what they promised 5 years ago, you know, as a matter of fact, those people have left and been replaced, etc. And nobody knows. But it's a good idea to use that windfall money.
I'm just learning what is proposed.
Which is the name for it?
Sandra Rodriguez.
Sandra Rodriguez.
Yes. My question is, this is proposed, and where does, what's the next step? I have questions about the proposed lighting, but there are details that made me wonder about safety and bus transportation, bus transit. And are there any going to be any changes in the routes that? How does that, I guess it's kind of related to this question. And I'm sure you will address what the next stages of this process are. So that's, congratulations on getting the funds. This is my first participation in this issue, so I'm here to learn.
Well, thank you for
as much as information that can be shared.
May I invite you then to say, and just add a few sentences of the kinds of things that you would like to see. What kind of alternatives, what direction, what style, so that you are a source of alternatives rather than just reacting to someone else's recommendation. What do you want?
I would like to see a space that that promotes or invites people to be out more and interact with each other. So the additional seating space is very important. The green areas, I haven't thought of the space issues. I don't know if having planters that limit like some kind of bush is the same issue, like something more narrow than big trees, and I don't know how that would impede, I guess it would promote the use of the crosswalk, which would make people crossing like crazy less easy, but yeah, it would be a deterrent for people to cross wherever they think they should. The lighting is very important as well, but I don't know that the light that crosses the street, I don't know how much of the bigger problem that would solve. Mm-hmm. So I think it should be more well distributed. So so that the impact is more. I don't know whether residents that are close to the park will mind having so much more light around, so I guess they need to participate as well. And especially on the side of the bus stop, I like the trees. I don't think that having at least one big tree there would be a big issue.
Thank you.
And I guess that the signs, if you're gonna, it would be nice to have, you know, something decorative that says Mount Pleasant.
Well, the historic signs are being installed now. There are a few of them on 16th Street. They should be going on most intersections in the neighborhood. There are several of them that have been finally installed on 16th Street.
Which?
They are
16th Street.
There's one at 16th and Lamont, one at block up. Not the block down. The two blocks up, I've seen them. And then they had to go and regroup and see if they were doing the right thing. But they're going to be like 60. Yeah, the 60 classic, the standard historic district circles that say what?
Historic.
Mount Pleasant historic district, and then it says DC in the middle.
Okay.
But just like Capitol Hill, DuPont Circle, and all the others.
I want to say something. I don't know. I'm very confused about that. I asked the Juan Carlos, I'm very confused, because when I checked that with the people for the transportation, for look the sign, you know, the we need to know because the cars come faster like that, and the sidewalk, you know. And we're thinking for more space, but I don't know if this is the same. The bus need to come from Arden Street to 16th Street and make the around to Park Road to come on place.
Eso no se tiene nada que ver.
No, it's not the same.
No con tráfico.
It's not with the traffic. Okay.
Sorry. Los otros puntos, the other points that you're talking about, yes, but not with the traffic. Okay. What about this bus system then?
Just so I can understand you.
Because I heard some more suggestion from the business. The bus stop is they have the four buses. It's more spent like that. I don't
know. No, that has nothing to do with this. That's something.
Okay.
Thank you. You can see that I'm trying to encourage people to come up with and present their own ideas. Well, because this is supposed to be a discussion for everyone rather than a reaction to a single plan, although we certainly appreciate that work.
Yes, the Mount Pleasant Main Street, we write a lot of proposals all the time.
That's good.
So needless to say, to get the funding for this may actually come as a surprise even to us at the board of Mount Pleasant Main Street, because we consistently do it, there's a lot of work put in it. But we cannot afford the time to become very specific and to go through some type of due diligence with everybody in the community. So we need to take some precedence as we have there. But this is in no way a prescription for something to do. This is to start with very broadly. And as Juan Carlos mentioned there, we can start working with the community and DDOT, of course, on defining what those elements are and to what extent something is feasible and not feasible. The important thing to focus on is that we got the money. I was especially surprised because I worked for the Deputy Mayor's Office of Planning and Economic Development for DDOT and for Restore DC, and I was part of these panels that convened to look at some criteria and define neighborhood grants and neighborhood investment funds. And it's hard to tell, there's criteria, but sometimes I was even surprised who the winners were, and that's all really I can say. So I was extremely happy. Harry put a tremendous amount of work. A lot of people helped in this, so I'm very happy and we're ready to, you know, to move forward with this and to work with you and DDOT, of course. On FacePoint, that's a very valid point, and you're right. People in DC government come and go, and it's hard to hold their hands to the fire and say we've done this before. So, but we need to be mindful of those things in a way that these improvements don't have We know the city has, or at least 2 months ago, had a $700 million shortfall. So anything on the pipeline that was going to be built is not going to be built in the next 3-4 years, unless there is dedicated funding for it. A lot of plans that from office of planning are just put on hold. They just do a lot of community discussions. Let's plan for a future when there is funding. So if we have this $240,000, I agree. Let's use them in some way. Let's keep them here in Mount Pleasant, and let's work together on moving this forward.
Good. Small point. I went to an AMC meeting for all the commissioners 9 days ago, and we were told that the city expects to have another 7% cut across the board. So this is going to be where I'm at. Now we go to our goals.
I think I should pass until the end of the program.
That's my case.
Well, I mean, absolutely. I totally want to echo, reinforce, underline, reinforce.
Bold it.
Bold, italicized,
superscript.
Congratulations on getting the work and bringing this to the neighborhood. I think that there are a lot of great ideas in here. I think a lot of them are going to spark a lot of excitement in the neighborhood. I think they're going to help define our neighborhood within the broader community, as well as enhance the walkability and accessibility of the Strip. As Dave noted a couple weeks ago, I'm a huge fan of pedestrian and bicycle access. I'm excited that the criticisms that you're hearing today are more about trees than they are about bicycle access. So more sharrows, more benches, I think, are great. One thing I will take note of, my understanding was that the Department of Transportation had expected to put a smart bike station in that North Island. So whatever landscaping goes on there, I hope we will accommodate that.
Jack, do you want to scroll up a little bit so we can see that?
I don't know if it would be possible. And again, I'm glad that you guys are here to listen to this feedback and to commit to working with us going forward to put the details on this. One, I think, if possible, there is no disabled access on the park that's on Park Road between Mount Pleasant and Park Road.
You want to point out Park and then where it turns out?
Yes, between 7 and 10. So if it would be possible as part of this grant to expand disabled access to that park, I think that would be great. And finally, it's the park right around this corner.
Okay.
There's only disabled access on the southern corner.
There's benches there too.
And some
on the western corner. The last... Almost forgot what the... I forgot what the last thing was going to say.
Still have another chance.
Thank you.
And you only use 2.5 minutes.
I yield back to Council.
Well,
sure. Thank you.
I'm sorry. I just remembered. The part of your plan to have the green team handle maintenance of these things, I think, is a rallying cry to the community to ask for the extension of the green team grant that's already in place. They've been doing a great job this year helping keep the neighborhood clean. I tried to commend the work that they had been doing, but was stifled by some of my colleagues. But I think it is a great thing. I think it's doing a great job for the neighborhood. I think we should use this to ask for more funding from the city to maintain the green team.
No one is stifling your independent work.
Next is a question.
You were about to begin.
Yes, Cheryl Berger, Pleasant resident, former
executive director of Mount Pleasant Main Street. I commend you on this grant, but I also have several questions to ask about the larger picture, which has been, we've had charrettes, we've had meetings, we've had groups for the last 7 or 8 years. We've had a charrette, we've had, I'll get to the point, we had $70,000. Mount Pleasant Main Street had $70,000 grant that they received from DDOT. That money was supposed to go into the improvements Mount Pleasant. It did not go to Main Street. It was rolled into a larger picture for DDOT. We had a 2005 transportation study, which that money was supposed to be rolled into. We had a 2005 transportation study that has an extensive, comprehensive reworking of Mount Pleasant Street, including the facades for the businesses and so forth and so on. There were 3 or 4 renditions of how and what the community wanted in terms of improvements. There were 2 hardscape studies. These are visual pictures that the community put together. There were 2 green hardscape. So a lot of that work has preceded this grant. And what I want you to caution you about is this may be just patchwork, and we'll never get the larger picture, which was a lot more extensive than what we have here.
True.
I also want to express my concern about Main Street giving responsibility and the Business Association to maintain or monitor the DDOT funding. There is no capacity within those 2 organizations. One is businesses, the others are with volunteers, and that's why Main Street went out of business before, is because the volunteers were not able to keep up. And when you say maintain, we're not talking about just a green street to come street. We're talking about taking care of the tree boxes. We're talking about flowers on the poles if we have them. We're talking about all kinds of maintenance that does not have, I don't know of an organization in Main Street that has the infrastructure to do that. So if you want $240,000 and you will get it and you have it, that's great. Believe me, it's very hard to do. But I suspect and I feel that this is an interim plan. And if we take this plan as it is now, we'll never get the full picture. We'll never get all of the work that so many residents and people in this neighborhood put into play. Years ago, this is not the plan. I don't know how you're going to rectify that, but I do say that with this plan and within Main Street, you should have Latino Association and other association members and residents such as myself involved, because I've got the history behind it, so that we can map, we public money and maximize what you have in this plan.
Olivia Calaval, and I second all the kudos. Olivia Calaval. And just to follow up a little bit on Cheryl, I just listening here, being the last one, I don't have to say anything anymore, but I do think that this is a great opportunity to gain from the experiences and knowledge of people in the community. And as you know, many of you have lived here for many years, and you have gone through all these hurdles, and you do know all the bureaucracies that don't work. So, you know, I think it's a really good opportunity. It's really good to hear, you know, great honesty. I was thinking in terms of the trees, if you cannot get more trees on the east side of Mount Pleasant, you could thicken the park. I mean, it doesn't all have to be lined up.
It's supposed to be. That's supposed to happen.
That could be, you know, very nice. The park would really grow into something interesting. And I was curious why you left the park that's on Park Road. I know it's not the main street, but to me it's connected. Why, you know, where it has already been mentioned, we should have some benches there at least. But, you know, just taking that as part of the whole landscape.
like to make another offer, another suggestion. Of those four already visions of the community, the two hardscapes and the two green scapes, take a look at those and see if you can, with the funds that you have, start building on that.
Jack,
that was one of those plans.
Then spend the money.
Well, we're going to spend the money.
Jack.
The object of the exercise has to be, how do we make Mount Pleasant Street into a place where people who live in the neighborhood will want to go and spend time and socialize and spend money in Mount Pleasant businesses? Yeah. This is nice stuff, but it's not going to do the job. There's still no good reason for my neighbors to go to Mount Pleasant Street and sit naked on the ground and have a good time. It's not there. The environment isn't there. And making better benches and tree boxes and this and that isn't going to solve that problem. It's still not a destination for residents of the neighborhood to go and meet their neighbors. I think we have to think about more radical changes. My recommendation would be to make Mount Pleasant Street into a place where pedestrians have priority. Everywhere. Not just on the sidewalks, but in the street. Make Mount Pleasant Street into a city, a town square, where everybody can go and walk anywhere, and the cars have to look out for the pedestrians. Instead of pedestrians looking out for cars. As long as Mount Pleasant Street is dominated by traffic, it's going to be unfriendly to pedestrians. But we have to look at the larger. How are we going to make Mount Pleasant Street to a place where the people in the neighborhood would like to go and spend time, socialize, and spend money? That's our district here. That's it.
My turn. I want to support what Jack said as a single, that we have that as an idea that we focus on the utility of making Mount Pleasant a place for Mount Pleasanters. The consultant that was hired by the Office of Planning said that, in fact, it's not likely for us that we're going to attract many people from outside Mount Pleasant. And indeed, it's unlikely, given their easy access to cars and transportation, that the people in that live in the townhouse zone will increase much of their expenditure on Mount Pleasant Street. So, basically, the best use of the funds that's going to get the highest payoff will be to focus upon infrastructure that we can build on, perhaps with patchwork thereafter, like putting in the basis for putting in lighting. For example, why not have lights against the walls rather than try to do it in the middle of the street?
Solar lights.
What?
Solar lights.
Well, whatever.
I'm with you. I love the idea.
I'm sorry.
The AAC has passed resolutions asking for a lot more trees. That presumes that we would have wider sidewalks and dig in effect cisterns to hold water, because you're going to have big trees. Well, then you've got to feed them. The tree boxes. I and two of my friends have one almost fatally. And had rendezvous with the tree boxes. And here, the ones we have, of course, are in the construction. Basically, though, I would like to see us focus the money on a few ideas. And I would like to also observe that that always Mount Pleasant is one of the older civic associations. It has passed a lot of resolutions and had lots of meetings on what we'd like to see. And those have not been included in this process, any of the charrettes. I participated in the charrettes and saw that a lot of the ideas were not included in that process. The ANC has passed a lot of resolutions about the directions to be considered. These are not things involved in the thing. And one last idea, that is that I want to reinforce Dave Wasserman's idea that we should only do those things that do not preclude alternative futures that we have yet to pull ourselves together. We're not going to have time to sort that out. If we have time for another round.
Well, I'd like to mention that we are joined by a former commissioner.
Yes,
Jerry
Babcock.
Hi. And what's the name?
Stand up, introduce yourself.
Hello, I was commissioner many years ago. I'm Jenny Babcock. I live on Park Road. It's nice to see you.
It wasn't many years, was it?
It seems like it was about 6 years ago.
So, Betty, you?
I kind of shot my wire, and I think we don't have the basic information that we need to negotiate what we're going to have to negotiate with Dina. So that's really what I'm looking to go forward. And I'm concerned about some of the proposals that they would, if not preclude, would decrease the urgency, let me put it that way, of DDoT's going forward with the requests that we've had on file with them for some years, like the streetlights and, you know, we're doing the lot parks really to open up the planning spaces and some things like that. So I want to keep the pressure, even if the budgetary situation right now is very, limited, it's. So we're going to have a longer time horizon, but I don't want to set aside the things that we've asked for in the past, because this may be the only thing that we're going to get in the next 3 years if we have, I think we need to prioritize and not have too many different, prioritize and come up with a short list of things that we think, what are the things that are most important to us? And all we wanted for Christmas, two front teeth, whatever it is that we want from DDOT, and just every time, and just hit them. And then if there's some other things that we can do that are complement those things that are the secondary things, we'll go ahead and do those things with the grant money that they're going to spend for us. But to keep the pressure off and do things that we really want for those streetlights.
Hey, if I may, you have, and quite a few others have spoken, Dave, for example, that we need to stop fighting with each other and learn to work together. I know this is something that Juan Carlos is spending a lot of time on. Do you have some suggestions about what we can start to do right now to do that? What ideas would you have of the next steps to bring us into more of a...
Well, I think if we focus on the practical objectives that we have, as opposed to ideological, we're not Democrats or Republicans here, but or independence. we need to focus on the practical things that we want to have accomplished, as opposed to the who's in control or who's taking credit for something, and just try to pull together and to go after a limited number. Because that's where we lose the potential of our coming together. We need to go after a limited number of concrete objectives that we agree on.
Well, if you would, what would you say your top two priorities are?
Can I rephrase that? I'm sorry. Just give me one second. I thought he passed for a reason, because one of the things I ask is, what is the process under which, I'm assuming you guys have a process of like how we going to implement this. So if you can share that. If it's not, we need to create a process, that's fine, but I think you have the right to, you have here from us at that. Just...
One goal, perhaps you could use your time to suggest a process. You're an expert at this.
I'd like to hear what process they have. It's their brand.
Yeah, but I thought that was, and thank you, Greg, but I thought that's the intention of your passing, right? So you can respond to us, or we can suggest your process if you want to, but this, do you have a process how you're going to implement this grant from here?
We would like to have a longer meeting that's separate from the regular ANC meeting, in which we can all talk about this and figure out what the details are. Our objective was to secure funding with some general ideas and then focus on the details with working with all the parties in the neighborhood.
I think that's a good thing. Now I can use my time getting that feedback to it. So my suggestion is to have a larger meeting where we can identify things the members of the community want, right, and put it out there. And then identify, as Dave was saying, things that we have common agreement that we can move forward. You know, the perception that Jack might have about bringing the community and having the street for people to shop, perhaps, I'm not saying it is, but perhaps it's different the perception that we don't want that. So, but if we can agree perhaps on the color of the light bulb, then we agree on something, and perhaps start working for points of agreement and start building from that perspective. So if there is a need for a larger community meeting, I think that would be great. We should publicize it in different aspects. Perhaps you can welcome 3 or 4 or 5 people, and they can strengthen the diversity within the main street. So we can come out with a stronger outcome.
Do you mind if I jump in real fast there?
Yeah.
I wanted to go back and really touch on, I mean, this is an ANC meeting as much as it is an opportunity for Mount Pleasant Main Street to tell us about the success of getting the grant. So this is an opportunity for the ANC to hear what would be the priorities. I think Faye has a really important point here that we do need to get behind some momentum and some shoulder power behind a few important ideas and really hold DDOT to the fire. So if we're talking about top priority, I mean, and again, this is an open meeting. Anybody can say anything.
Let me first observe that we disagree about the intent of the meeting. This is an informal meeting, and it's not designed specifically to focus on this. It's one of the targets, and I've been instructed by commissioners. But please, let's move around the room, because otherwise some people will talk 10 times more than others. Let's.
Well, I have priorities, because I live here and I own property in Ward 8. And if you have watched council meetings, you've seen how monies were taken from 8 for the parks, wrecks there, and brought here. And to me, even though I live here, I would like to see things done fairly. I have often gone by the park there at 14th and Park Road where it comes. That park must have been done 3 or 4 times. They just lay it, and they come back, and they take it up. They will come back in 3 or 4 months, they put it down, and they come back, and they take it up. That's money that's here in Ward 1. To me, that just doesn't make sense how they're spending it. We're in across the river, and we get nothing. So that's why I'm usually quiet.
Excuse me, which park are you referring to again, Gladys, where they're spending?
Right there at 14th and Kenyon, where it comes to Park Road.
14th and
Kenyon. Where the fountain is.
You see your side. The one in front of the semi circle.
Where the fountain is.
Where the fountain is, you mean over at Club Hill?
Right, 14th Street.
The new center of town over there. Yeah. Yeah. With the ugly sculptures.
Let me move to the. We only have about 50 minutes left to use on the 70 minutes. The first round, I'm just getting going, and the second round. Yes. You're going to pass it.
Yes. Okay, I can't think of you. Sorry. I'm thinking, I hear about the Mandy who had the organization here, and I say congratulations for the grant. I don't know, my suggestion is why do not use the money for the for the old business of building in here in Pleasant for see to the most part is older, like to change that view in front of the like the store or something like that.
From the front, no? From the store.
The facade? Yes.
Yes. Yes.
To improve the
improve that, the yeah, that the front.
DDOT, this is money for different purpose.
Different funding.
This is transportation.
Anything else you would like to suggest?
Yes. I don't know where is the inside for the grant for this money.
Actually, we're open. The way that the AC decided is that we're open to any topic.
Well, one more beautiful for Mount Pleasant is the street. Why you not do it that ceramic, como te le dicen, azulejos?
Tiles.
This is more beautiful than that. I saw in another city.
On the street and the sidewalk?
No, on the sidewalk, no. The main street.
The street.
Yes. Okay. But I don't know if that would be
in the street or in the
sidewalk.
Yeah, they've got a lot of
paving
towels.
No, but that's
what I think of it.
Myron Peck, the local artist, has a lot of reports that he has done a study on any kinds of street treatments, like fiber optics or any other things in that would be possible. And it just requires a little research to pull these together. Perhaps you're suggesting that we open our minds to more of a world culture in some of the things we're doing.
This is not coming from, this is coming from our country, and not only Latino America, in different.
It's all.
Yeah.
She said it was good.
We should move next and we'll get to your version. Next is Stormy Scott.
My only thing is, I'm being reflective. Just keep in mind the space. Make it accessible. The other thing is that when I said before that my thing is whatever you're doing to be inclusive, I mean, all the plans, the things that were laid down before, suggested before, and those were things that were supposed to be done when I'm saying the inclusive. I mean, look, also consider those things and whatever you're about to do. When we have the bigger meeting, I'm sure all these things will come up. But what's the point of coming up with these new things when the old things that were already there that everyone wanted is not even being done? So just maybe just take something from that, because I'm not even sure that I know all of what was planned. That might have been something that was implemented or put together before I came on board. So I may not be even aware of all of it, but just in my time here, I know it's a lot of things that have been planned for Mount Pleasant, and then they do them, and I'm not even going to name the main thing I'm talking about, because everybody knows what I'm talking about, and we've been going on and on and on about that issue, and yet they still don't seem to take into consideration what the residents of this area want. So I would like to see you sincerely do what the residents really want. So we don't have another library thing.
Or about library.
To follow up on that, maybe it would be helpful at a larger public meeting to get back to the different plans that have been done and say, okay, here's what was said in 2005. I'll take just the street lights, for example. Here's the street lights. Here's what, and I'd like for Dita to weigh in on this, because I think everybody would need to understand it. Here's what it cost, which you're going to replace all the street lights on Mount Pleasant Street. So, you know, that, and then, you know, realistically, assuming that we got to the top of the capital improvement plan, when would that happen? And break it down, and that way you can build a consensus over what's the best way to spend
the combination of choices and the trade-offs.
Mm-hmm. But to go back and actually, instead of just saying, oh, well, we talked about this in 2005, but actually show, and people have those studies, and talk about it.
Yeah.
Martin. Okay. A couple years ago, su nombre, my name is Martin Iraeta. Soy miembro de la Latino.
La Asociación
Latina. A couple years ago, I was in New Orleans, actually in the park, a little kiosk. You know, over the kiosk, sometimes I was there, the old people, music in the kiosk, inside when it rained, no problem at any, in chance that the electric was coming down. You know, a little more better. You know, sometimes when it's raining, the people cover every. La gente está tocando allí, no hay peligro que los aparatos se abren porque están cubiertos. Yo me fijé aquel día que estaba lloviendo, la gente estaba cubriendo las cosas porque arriesgan las cosas con el agua. Puede haber un cortocircuito o cualquier cosa puede pasar. Si fuera bueno esa idea, por lo menos que quede el área donde está, donde está el parque, donde está la.
The stage.
What he's mentioned, you want to translate it?
He's asking for basically like a bandstand, an old stand, a covered area over the stage, so when the musicians are playing, it starts to rain, and you don't have a short circuit, and you don't have everything gets ruined, et cetera, et cetera. But I would say a modern bandstand in the place associated with the stage area that we have.
Tastefully done, not just two pieces of wood.
Yes,
but
it's,
you know, nice looking,
covered.
That
could be done for $100,000.
That one is enough. Yeah. Now, someone is out of sight there. Yeah. Your ideas, please. Your ideas, please. My ideas. Well, I like the one that Rosa said about making the stores, beautifying stores, making them look better, have a better image.
Jenny Bobcock, who was my predecessor on the ASA.
I actually mainly came to listen today. I love our community, actually, as it is. I think what worries me is how it might change preserving. We've already seen two little grocery stores go out of business. I'm most concerned about our main street not turning over completely. I would like to see my favorite grocery store stay and not give way to the business pressures of the giant down the street. My concerns are of that nature. I moved here because I like how our neighborhood is.
Well, we may have our next round, so you can come up with your ideas and recommendations for what we can do
to make
for your wishes.
Next, Dave.
Yes, I want to go on a different tack. I was at City Hall last 2 days. Yesterday, I was in Barry's group where they were talking about tenant access to justice. So tenants can sue in the landlord-tenant court. Today, landlords are the only people who can sue in landlord-tenant court. And the tenants have to withhold their rent if they want repairs made, the landlord doesn't do them, in hopes the landlord will sue them in landlord-tenant court so they can have their day. So that was a testimony, and the testimony I gave came from the ANC, came from the other commissioners here. I said we had passed a resolution on a larger bill that this was carved out of, and we knew that the lower income renters were our economic engine. And if for no other reason, we need affordable, accessible housing to be maintained and increased to maintain our community. Of course, everybody else was talking about all the other, you know, justice issues, so I didn't have to do that. The other thing was today, and I still have my little tag, vote for Bill so-and-so. This was the first reading in the complete council of the public property stewardship bill that this ANC supported a year or a year and a half ago, I can't remember which. And it came out of committee, Diane Schwartz's committee, it came out of Jay's committee, and it was before the whole council here, just after the gay marriage bill. So it was in the, they were in a festive mood, and they looked very good. Second reading may be 15 December. I won't be here. I'll be in Mexico. I won't be at our next meeting either. So that were just two very good pieces of news for legislation that this ANC had a small part in supporting.
Thank you. Finally, your turn.
Sandra, again, my suggestion was mainly procedural. Regarding the next meeting, and I kind of want to incorporate what she said. If they call a meeting for the organizations that are represented here to bring their priorities, and the main objective of the meeting is to kind of come up with a short list of priorities, so that we can have like a consistent proposal backed by all the organizations and the name of all the names of the organizations that support that. I think that the chances that what has been requested on and on happens will be larger. But to have a clear proposal, and then in that meeting, I see like a chart with what has been proposed before, like she said, and work on the negotiation or discussion from that. This is what we have, and but that would be the main objective of the next meeting, because each of the organizations may have like their own meeting and talk about this is what will going to happen at this larger meeting, but like people do their own assignments so that the discussion is productive right away.
Just one request, and that is that we manage expectations. There are some things that are fixed, and that's it's up to $240,000. Mm-hmm. It's within the guidelines of the grants. We need to know first exactly what can be funded, so we don't start, you know, drawing up lists of things that we won't be able to. I can speak to that. And the third one is that it can be built by DDOT. That's very important as well, because it doesn't matter that these funds are federal. If DDOT doesn't either carry the types of material or the types of fences or the types of public furniture, so they have to be able to do it. And it's in our interest that they can do it better in the short term than in the long term. Otherwise, it'll never happen.
So, I mean, there are kind of two things here. There's the grant here, and what we want in terms of capital improvement from DDOT itself. And I was really referring to this thing over here.
Correct.
And in answer to Phil's question, off the top of my head, the park and the streetlights. but off the top of my head.
No, if I may finish.
The new Washington doubles.
In the interest of our community, it's also important that we do things, the types of capital improvements that don't require a lot of maintenance or minimal maintenance.
Mm-hmm.
We're not going to put flower beds because you're right, you know, like, what's her name? Laura? No. The former
Cheryl.
No, it's true. We don't have the capacity, and ministry depends on other grant funds to be able to do some of that maintenance. So let's not do things that we cannot assure the maintenance for, but let's do things that have to be constructive improvements that we can. And the other thing, the other requirement that I hear from the group is that it doesn't preclude future investment or infrastructure improvements. So as not to give out the excuse that, well, we already put some money there, so we're not going to carry through with these old plans that you had, and it's a new day. So we have to be mindful of these things before we go out, you know, in the larger public forum and say, okay, what is your wish list? And the other thing is, $240,000 is really not a lot of money.
No, it isn't.
Especially if it goes by DDoS.
Yeah. Cloud trees.
Right.
Ari Goldstein. Am I pronouncing your last name right?
Yeah.
You prefer Goldstein.
Goldstein is Goldstein.
Goldstein is. I'd like to thank everybody for contributing here. It was very positive. We were nervous about presenting and the community reaction, and we're really happy about that. And I think Faye and Alejandro kind of hit on this good, excellent point that there's a lot that needs to be done, and then DDOT, as Cheryl said, I was involved with that $70,000 grant that got taken away. I worked on that too. And that's part of why I got involved in this, and it was very frustrating. But we need to not confuse this grant from all the things that we want done. And we really tried to focus this grant on low-hanging fruit and things that we could do to show the neighborhood that we are accomplishing something. Because we felt that's a necessity, that the people who live here need to see things in the street that are happening. It took the 2 years to fix the bricks in the park. And we know we can get this stuff done within a year, and also this money is not just the DDOT general money. This is specifically allocated for these things from the federal government. So as much as we wanted to do this, streetlights and infrastructure and all kinds of these things, we weren't confident that this grant would be the way to do that. So we would like to work with all the neighborhood groups on all these other things as well.
Just wanted to. I still think that the ministry should have some financing. Part of that money should be coming for you for the grant writing, management, time, and personnel.
Yes.
So you guys can explore in that and let us know what you need to have. If we need to write letters, do a rally, wrap the bank, whatever it is, just let us know so we can. Work into that, because I think it's just fair to
probably to meet immediately after the meeting and just share a few ideas for next steps.
Sure.
To get that going.
One more time?
Perhaps we could spend a few minutes after the meeting and talk about it. Phil, you're next.
I think it's great that you guys are going to try and organize a larger meeting maybe enhance some of the work that we've done so far in terms of footnoting against previous studies, as well as maybe incorporating some of the comments that you've received here with regard to space and utilization of the sidewalk. But in general, as I was saying earlier, it's important for the neighborhood at large to drive DNC and to drive the district agencies to make good on their larger promises. And we've done a good job, I think, in the last couple of speakers talking about how there is a distinction between what can be accomplished with this sort of shovel-ready stimulus grant and what are our other long-term priorities. And, you know, this is a tough city. This is a tough time. Priorities all across the city are getting shifted and cut. So we have a long fight on our hands for that other pile, but this program is going to come in and will be gone. guys have laid out some excellent ideas. I think there's a lot of good low-hanging fruit there, and I'm excited that we're going to be able to tackle it. You know, I think we do have a problem in the park in terms of creating a really sustainable environment there. And so it would be great if we could figure out some of those things that we could do as part of this without precluding getting something done.
I'll go back to Sandra's suggestion on the process of this meeting. You know, the last thing I think we want to see is an open meeting for ideas. I think we like some structure there, so there's real transparency at the very front. These are some of the real things that we can get done, and here are some priorities. Now, all those in the discussion can be changed and modified and enhanced, but starting with something real, we have to look at the reality. We don't want to start again like, you know, those meetings. I remember, well, what would you like to see? Well, I would like to see, you know, a Zocalo or something, you know, totally that's not there. Because you want to build on it. I think you should already have your expectations of what you would like to get out of this meeting.
Jack. Yeah, I'm going to toss a controversial idea out. Not something that could be good. Yes. Not something that could be done under this grant. It's just something to think about. A shortcoming of benches in the park is that there's nothing for anybody to do on benches or to sit on. There are no tables. So people want to play chess, play cards, have lunch. There are no tables. So I think tables would enhance the sociability factor of one park.
In his corner, the 7-Eleven is no light, the trees there, it's ugly, it's corny.
I'm sorry, I didn't know.
The 7-Eleven.
The 7-Eleven is only a little parking center.
Let me ask the chat be given respect for
Just that. I think we do things which encourage people to come here and spend time here.
I like that.
On street.
Yeah.
And in square and meet people and talk to people and
use the space.
Well, that's what you know.
Right now it's kind of dense for you.
Yeah, sure.
Okay, that's what I think.
My turn, and I'm starting the clock to make sure I don't go over. I like the idea of concentrating on the livability of spots and perhaps some lighting, painting the cobras black. I think that's a great idea. And perhaps on experimenting with a few ideas on some wall lights of some kind. Just to try to put up a few and ask the merchants nearby and the people that what kind of different lights so that we can establish. We have many different ethnicities here, and I think the greatness of Mount Pleasant would be that we can demonstrate as we show the diversity of Mount Pleasant and not have a barracks row where everything looks like the same. I do want to, with Olivia, I would like to say I'm not a fan of yet another big meeting, and as somebody else mentioned, I think we should not allow the long tail of the past to drag us down like an anchor, but try to focus on what are the issues right now. There's both research on local planning boards like this, and my own experience. Let me give my own experience. And always Mount Pleasant is supposed to be a federation of the building associations, and some of them are quite large, like Woodner. But what you see is that people that will speak up in the, because I go to a lot of the building associations, people that will speak up in those meetings, when they come to an Always Mount Pleasant meeting, they're less likely to speak up. And even when I get them to come to the ANC meetings, they're just not confident, they're unfamiliar with the territory, and so on. And so I think we need something else. And the recommendations of some of the researchers who have looked into public participation in this is that you try to delegate and invite, say, the building associations, the standing organizations around, to put together short presentations of a few pages of what their ideas and recommendations are, and then we could pull them together and see what they look like and have a discussion for them.
Martin,
that's my 2 minutes.
Okay.
Yo siempre estoy viendo estas cosas, acerca del Francisco 1519, ya que están estos proyectos, fuera bueno que las considerara hacer ese parque, porque ya que se va a pagar la biblioteca para acá por un tiempo, fuera bueno, porque a veces hubieran personas que tal vez quisieran ir, sacar su libro, sentarse a leer su libro ahí un rato en la tarde, después que vienen de trabajar, o hay personas que tal vez antes de tratar de trabajar, sacando libros se van a sentar, pueden ir a sentar allí. No sé, si alguien se va a comprar su café en el Eleven o cualquier tienda, se va a sacar su rato en el verano ahí, fuera bueno ya que está este proyecto que se piensa a ver, que lo consideraran.
What he says is that I always talk about this, but now that we know that the library is coming over here, it would be great to have some seating and tables around the little place next to the 7-Eleven so people can go there and buy a coffee somewhere and go there, take a library book and read a book. It's just a consideration. We should consider that as an option, as a possibility. Perhaps this is not the money source for that, but it's what we keep thinking about.
Is the area, no, is probably bad. That's
good. It's not probably up divided side.
Well, it's property of the 7-Elevens.
Yes, property of the
7-Elevens. It's not public space, so do you like it for public space?
I understand that 7-Eleven is a private.
Exactly. That's the difference.
But the little park, who made that?
It's 7-Eleven property.
It's belongs to them. But rather than get there are people that are promised we'd come back to, and we are only going to be able to give them their time if we keep some order. Juan Carlos, you said something you wanted.
Very quick. Perhaps this is a good source of funding to put the boards, the community boards that we're looking at. That we were talking about, you know, to have information on community boards, where we can have 2-3 community boards, we can put jobs or announcements and stuff in the community, that provides a good source of funding for that, something that we talk about in the past ANC meetings, the improved communication, events, activities, happenings, I just thought about that.
Thank you. Gladys.
No, I say to Lorena, I know this, I think this is not part of this, but this is in the game. I saw some people with a dog, little dog, who's walking in the street. Why not put that this le dicen esas bolsitas que ponen
Thank you.
To put dog bags portable so people can pick out the dog bags and pick out the poopy from the dogs.
Good. Stormy Scott. Lord Knowledge. Martin. Jenny Badcock, I hope you've been thinking. This is your turn.
Again?
Again?
I have 2 chances?
You have 3 chances.
I should have cleared my being. Any issue we are getting here? Or is it
yes, it is. That's the rules.
I do have one additional issue, and Dave knows, and I emailed Jack about this as well. I'm working with an organization that's in support of single payer health care, and it's called CUSP, Coalition of the Uninsured and Underinsured for a single payer system. And we are promoting right now with City Council a resolution that we would like it to pass in favor of single payer health care. I work on health care policy all day, every day. I'm not deluded. I don't believe that Congress is anywhere near passing anything that remotely resembles single payer health care this time around, nor will the President sign it. Nonetheless, it's not going to happen this year, but I think it would be very nice if DC as a progressive city would join the ranks of 45 other cities and various other counties and numerous state legislative bodies to...
Jenny, I've already promised your group that I would gin up a resolution and see if we can stretch this ANC's scope to advise the City Council, to advise Congress to do that. And since I was not going to be here next meeting, I told them I would try to do that in January. So if you could send me some stuff.
I would be happy to do that. I'll send it to you right away. And to the others. Thank you.
Sure. David.
Well, I'm intrigued by the 7-Eleven. Has anyone contacted them? I guess not.
No, that's what I suggested to this young man a month ago.
We did.
You did? Yes, you did? Okay.
What did they say?
They are not even.
No. Go ahead. I don't know what they said.
Okay. Yeah. They're open to explore the idea, and I'm waiting for them to give us a date.
Very good. Keep me
informed. But this is locally, or this is home office in Texas?
Home office in Texas.
Yeah.
Now, see, this is what I call a good neighborhood meeting. Like, we can just talk and share. I mean, that's great. I think having benches and stuff in that park, like activating that park, is really something that we need to do. Mm-hmm. And you know, the consultant from the small area plan was talking about how the Lamont Park needs to be the core of the neighborhood, but there's no reason that it has to be the only core.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Having a strong, activated park down there is a great idea. So, I mean, I'm excited that you guys have contacted 7-Eleven. Are you in that park?
I think activating the 7-Eleven park is a great idea. Let me just share from the perspective of somebody who works in commercial real estate. You know, the perspective that 7-Eleven may bring to it, so we can figure out how to approach that, their concern is going to be liability.
Yeah.
They want somebody to take responsibility through a license agreement. You know, the logical thing would be to have D.C. do it. D.C. Parks and Recs license that land from 7-Eleven so that the insurance risk from a slip and fall, because that's what they're going to care about, is on somebody else. They don't want the liability.
Yeah.
And more so than they have. That's why they're not making it attractive. That's why they're staying within
it. Walled off.
Yeah.
That's very true.
That situation when we were doing the 1600 block Park Road, the only way to do some of the things was, and the local landowner of our Habitat Realty, Ross, I forget the last name, was willing to, and so was Reverend Carter, willing to cede over land for general use. The problem was that DDOT's attorneys for processing those things has a backlog of 2 years.
But there is that gives us an information piece. First of all, I want to say Faye and Lauren has been very helpful to us to try to move this forward. We have made a call to the central office, and we have talked to the park and recreations, and they are open to explore the idea of doing that. And the best argument we have is because there is not enough recreational activities for folks in the area that we could do that. So there is an opportunity, all right? So just so we're trying to pursue that. You mentioned to me about the liability before, so the parks and recreation said this will be something that will create, it will help the community. We will need to do some lobby with the mayor, but the park and recreation, at this point, with the person who is leading the park, we are okay. So we got to figure out if that changes later on. Then a couple other notes in the community, just a couple things of information. The Latino Association has been working very diligently after our meeting with the councilman in Lamont Park 5 weeks ago to move those barricades, those things there in front of the 31, the Doble building. So half of those has been open, and we have 5 more car spaces there for cars to park. The other side and the metal things is scheduled to be moved next week, Wednesday or Thursday or Friday at the latest. And that was something that also has been did a lot of work from the city and especially from the mayor's office, mostly from the mayor's office. the parking checker that we had a serious problem with in the afternoons has been removed from the place. It's not any longer in the area, but we still, we're going to have an educational process and how this parking thing is working in our community. Then we have found out that some stop signs were illegally put in the neighborhood that did not fit within the measurements of the community, the measurements of the Department of Transportation, and they are going to remove those and put it in the right way. So a lot, and then the other thing is painting, as I mentioned, painting, so walkthroughs and signs and empty poles, all that will start being removed starting next Wednesday in this area. So that is just an update of the things that we've been working on in these days. And we have a great, great turnout. 2 Saturdays ago, Thanksgiving dinner with almost 400 people that came. Thank you for coming. Great, and the support on the commission to support us to be doing that. It was a good event. That's just a quick update what the Latino Association has been doing.
Very good.
Yes.
Why don't you get busy and just...
Do you have something now?
I'm
ready. Okay. Alejandro? No. All right.
I think I'm set. Anybody who wants to discuss this further, feel free to...
May I ask about that question? Can the money be used for doing the work of transferring, getting a license for that Best Pocket Park, is what they used to be called?
I don't know, but I'd be happy to talk about it.
So I'd just like to thank everybody for the positive attitude. Well, we could really, we should adjourn, but we have 13 minutes left.
We can adjourn.
Let's go through. You want to?
I vote for adjourning.
So,
yes, sir.
I'm
going to
go.
So,
I'm going to go.